back at Brule County 4-H Achievement Days in Pukwana. I'm joined this time around by Harper Boson. She's a member of the Lads and Lassies 4-H Club. She's been in 4-H for 5 years. And Harper, how did you get started?
I got started from my mom's friend. She kind of told us about it, and we got wrapped into it then. So
what kind of projects are you doing here at Achievement Days?
I'm doing a curio cabinet, an apron, a camping sign, and sugar cookies.
Tell us about the curio cabinet. What led you to do that?
So the curio cabinet is essentially for all my mom's souvenir cups. We had a hutch, a Chinese hutch, and it kept getting filled up with all of her souvenir cups and stuff. So I decided that we should make her one or whatever so she can have a place to store all of her cups and stuff for them.
So where did you find the plans for it?
We didn't really have a plan. We just mostly got the supplies, thought of an idea, and essentially tried putting it together in 2 days.
That happened pretty fast, to say the least. So tell us about the sugar cookies you prepared.
So the sugar cookies are a family recipe that my grandma made and stuff, and I thought it'd be a neat idea to do it this for my last year in food and nutrition, or my third year, essentially.
So how do you go about getting them ready?
So we had to, I had to bake them for about 9.5 minutes and make sure, pick out the 3 perfect roundest ones and, the golden, they have to be about golden brownish or whatever to make sure the judges like them.
And tell us more about the apron that you sewed.
So the apron was a thing we had to do in fax in school, and it's like a watermelon base with a pink pouch and stuff, and that took us about a week because we only had one class a day.
And also, I know this is one of your favorite projects, and that's the dog project. You've been doing that 4 years. Tell us about your dog. What's its name?
My dog's name is Bandit, and he's a Welsh Corgi, tannish or whatever. I've been doing him for 4 years now, between showmanship, obedience, agility, and rally, which essentially you have binders with sayings that go left, go right, halt, essentially, and obedience-wise. So, yeah.
How often do you work with Bandit?
Usually we work every Tuesday, starting in July or so, and then at home I usually work with him on sitting and staying and stuff.
So does Bandit listen to you?
Yes, and then sometimes when my mom's around, he gets very unfocused because my mom's the main one or whatever, so he may want to run off if you're watching tonight at the dog show.
And Harper, you've been in 4-H 5 years. You're thinking about some other projects you might want to try in the future?
Not really. Most of the time it'll come before, maybe a month before Achievement Days, so we're rushing to get them done, but the only next projects are going to be the ones that we really need around the house otherwise.
Harper, if someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them they should join 4-H because, they're going to meet new people, get to try different projects, different areas, and they can do it for the animals, seeing new animals, trying new things. And it'll be really fun if you do.
Harper Boson of the Lads and Lassies 4-H Club here at Brule County 4-H Achievement Days in Pukwana.